Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
We are here to say today we fight for Gavin Newsom. We fight for our country. We fight for the values we hold dear. We fight for working people. We fight for organized labor. We fight for dreamers. We fight for women. We fight for voting rights. And we stand as Democrats saying we are proud to do all.
Yeah, that was really offensive to play that for you. I'm sorry. That's why it hurt my ears. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Lord have mercy. Kamala Harris stumping for Gavin Newsom in California, who is facing a recall. There have been quite a few stories that have surfaced here as of late. We're watching this recall as a country to see what, in fact, is going to happen. This is from just the other day here. This is recently. Larry Elder was attacked by a crazy person. Crazy white lady. Why does it matter that she's white? I don't know. They're the ones who always have to indicate what the color of the person's skin was. But in this instance, you have a crazy white lady wearing a, yeah, monkey mask attacking Larry Elder, which, if you are not familiar, Larry Elder is a black man who is running for governor in the state of California as, yes, a Republican. Just want to make sure that you have all of the facts in order that are deemed important, usually by the left-wing media. So you've got Larry Elder walking down the street, minding his own business, and this crazy lady comes up and starts screaming at Larry Elder, attacking him. Throws an egg at his head. Where's this story being covered? Who's talking about this other than the, you know, predictable, more right-leaning sources that exist out there? White lady attacks black man. That's a big story, is it not? It should be if it's race-based. It should be if it's something where you've got somebody who's being aggressive and violent to somebody who's running for office. But here we are. Here we are once again, not seeing this story being covered. And then here's the cherry on top, folks. You've got the Daily Caller reporting on this as well. And we're going to bring our guest on here in just a second to react to this because he's got a front row seat to the craziness that's going on in California. Larry Elder's campaign slams the LA Times over a photo used in a story that made it look like he was hitting a supporter. They took this snapshot, and the snapshot was taken right when Larry Elder's hand was in view of the camera lens across this woman's face. He was going to hug her. And this is the story that they choose to run on this article in the LA Times. The headline is LAPD is investigating altercation involving Larry Elder at Venice homeless encampment. Talking about this crazy lady that's attacking him, and then they put this in there. It's absolutely disgusting, and somebody who's been following this and advocating to get Gavin Newsom the heck out of there, Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report, also author of a book that you can pre-order right now, Don't Burn This Country. Dave, thank you so much for fitting us into your schedule. It's great to have you here.
Annie, it's good to be back with you.
So when you're watching all of these stories unfold, I saw Larry Elder talking about this on Fox News earlier this morning, about the way they've chosen to cover his campaign, and if he were a Democrat, how drastically that coverage would change. What's it like to have a front row seat in California to this recall race?
Yeah, well, first off, on the LA Times article that you're talking about and that insane headline with that image, I can only deduce at this point that the LA Times is a white supremacist organization. I mean, it's very simply put that in July they had a headline that said that Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy. They despise black people who think for themselves, who think a little bit differently. Larry Elder happens to be someone with mostly libertarian views who wants the government out of his life and your life, and is sort of being dragged into this race, not because he wants to be governor the way Newsom does. I mean, Newsom wants to be governor because he wants to rule over you like a king. Elder is doing this because he wants to get the government out of people's lives, open up the state, get people back to work, lower taxes, get rid of regulation, et cetera, et cetera. I would say, you know, in terms of the general tone, there is so much enthusiasm and excitement for Larry. I mean, the base is just incredibly fired up. You know, I've done events with him, tons of people. And by the way, you know, there's this meme out there that this is a Republican recall. That's what Barack Obama did in his ad. That's what he said. That's what Newsom's been saying. This is a Republican recall. And it's just a flat out lie. This is a recall of liberals, libertarians, conservatives, independents, non-political people who have just had it with their state being destroyed. Let's not forget, California lost population in 2020 for the first time in its history. That has something to do with Gavin Newsom, and the guy's got to go. He doesn't have to go to French Laundry or his vineyard, but he can't stay here. He's got to go.
Yeah, amen to that. And, you know, we're sitting here in St. Louis, Missouri. I live across the Mississippi River in Illinois, and I always brace myself to hear stories coming out of California because my governor, J.B. Pritzker, just can't wait to just follow the lead of Newsom there. And we're seeing this now taking place on the federal level. I look at what Joe Biden did last night and say it almost was as if the test kitchen existed in California, and Biden said, let's make America California again. It's a pretty daunting process, but I see people in California, a pretty blue state as far as the rest of us see it, standing up and saying, at least up to this point, we've had enough of the direction that this is going in. I think it's a refreshing thing for the entire country to take in.
Oh, well, of course. It's like we need pushback. That's not about being violent. That's about exercising your rights as an American to protest against tyranny, to say to the government, you cannot trample my rights. You can't force me as an employer to tell the people who work for me what they have to inject in their body. That's, you know, the idea that you can't tell people what they have to say or think. I mean, these are basic American that we've had and held pretty closely for 250 years, and we're just throwing them away right now. And you're right, as goes California, goes the rest of the country. And that's why I'm giving everything I got to making sure that California doesn't go down the toilet, because I love this state, but I more importantly love this country. And it's very obvious. This is all tenuous at the moment, whether this experiment will continue. There is nothing that this administration won't trample on. And they can do it as long as good people just sit there and go, oh, yeah, that's just another thing that they're doing. And that's just another right they're taking away. And that's just another day they want me to stay at home. And that's just another thing that they want to take away from me or not let me say. And then, you know what? Suddenly you're in Russia in, you know, 1987.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dave Rubin, the host of The Rubin Report, at Rubin Report on Twitter, also rubinreport.locals.com. I'm curious about your understanding in California right now with this recall effort. I think Gavin Newsom has poked the bear a few too many times. The Republican Party, if Obama says this is the Republican recall, I mean, does the Republican Party look to you in California the way Barack Obama would hope that everybody, you know, caricaturizes the Republican Party across the country? Who makes up the GOP there right now?
Well, that's the funny thing, and it's why I'm saying flat out, Obama's a liar. This is not a Republican recall. This is a recall of the people. I've been to enough of these rallies, and I'm not even talking about Larry Elder rallies. I'm talking about open up the state rallies, you know, protesting some of the extreme measures that Gavin Newsom has taken. And most of the people that I talk to, they're actually Democrats, or I'd say they're non-political people. They're restaurant owners who just want to go back to work. They're people who want to be able to go to their jobs so that they can put food on the table. I mean, that really is the truth. So they're lying about that. Look, there's no doubt at the same time this is a hugely daunting task, and of course there's more Democrats than Republicans in this state, but the Republicans and the people who are against Newsom are incredibly fired up. Let's not forget, 2 million people roughly signed the recall to get rid of Gavin Newsom. That was really done at the height of the pandemic when they weren't letting people get together, and you had to hand sign it. Mm. So literally, when I hand signed the Gavin Newsom recall, I had to do it while holding the pamphlet, the piece of paper, on someone else's back because we were standing outside. And if my pen, believe it or not, this is true, if your pen mark had touched the line above or below, your vote, your signature gets invalidated.
Oh, man.
So they did everything that they could do to make sure this recall wasn't going to happen, and it still happened. So you got to think those people are going to get out there and vote. It's hard to imagine who is excited to get out there and vote for Gavin Newsom. That being said, of course, some people will do it. And really the question is, you know, what's going on with these mail-in ballots? You can mail in your ballot on the 14th, which is election day. So how could we have for sure result on that day that we can all believe? That seems sort of ridiculous. And also the Democrats control the entire state. So do we believe that the apparatus would even allow a Republican to win at this point? You know, these are all questions that I think we're allowed to ask without being called conspiracy theorists. And I think we need to think about them before Tuesday.
Yeah, completely. And it expands, you know, California is in the spotlight right now and people are paying very close attention to what happens there. But with the president's speech last night, his great overreach, and I throw in there that story out of that L.A. school district mandating. I've got four kids myself and they are talking about mandating 12 and up getting the vaccine. I have to ask myself, where does this stop? And at what, where is the line that the Democrats currently who are in power will not cross? And I don't think that line really exists right now. It seems very arbitrary.
It does not exist. There is no line. Whatever you think they won't come for, they will come for. That is what they are doing. And they're simply at the moment, there are not enough good people standing up. Yes, there are some Republican governors. I would obviously put Abbott in Texas and DeSantis in Florida at the top of the list of public officials who are pushing back. But this is not going to be solved by politicians. The only thing that will solve this is when business owners and regular decent Americans just in your private life say enough is enough. It doesn't mean you're anti-vax in some sort of crazy conspiratorial way to say that you don't want your 12-year-old perfectly healthy child to be vaccinated by this. You know, a study just came out. I just saw this a few minutes ago that children who are getting the vaccines are 12 times more likely to die from the vaccine due to heart disease than from COVID itself. This is, you know, that's just one little data point. But the point is, what happened to the American spirit of I will figure out what's right for me and my family? And then, by the way, Biden said the most dangerous out of all the crazy things that he said. And of course, this isn't coming from Biden. He's just a tool and it's being just put in front of him and he reads it rather poorly. But when he said this idea that, you know, the governors, the Republican governors aren't, you know, doing the right thing and I'll make sure that they do. I mean, imagine if Trump had said something like that. People would be calling for impeachment. But instead, we get absolute crickets out of the mainstream media.
Yeah, completely. They called for impeachment for less than things that just this president has done. Before I let you go, we're speaking with Dave Rubin, who's host of the Rubin Report. Can I ask you about September 11th? We've been kind of acknowledging that remembrance, the 20-year anniversary of that. Give us a little bit of your story and tell us, you know, 20 years later, how do you feel?
Yeah, you know, I lived in New York City during 9/11. I was on the Upper East Side, which is sort of the polar opposite. I lived on 90th and 1st, which was about a block away from Gracie Mansion. That's the mayor's mansion. And, you know, it was a normal, it was election day, actually, for the mayoral election, as everyone knows. It was a normal, beautiful day that morning. And I woke up to a phone call from my dad, who worked in Midtown with an office facing the towers, that, you know, the first plane had hit. And I was actually on the phone with him when the second plane hit. And my grandmother also lived in New York City, and we had friends and family that stayed at my place. And my dad had to walk across town. And my main visual of the day was I walked out to First Avenue where you really could see down the entire city and watching thousands of people just walking up, completely shell-shocked, just walking up to try to get back home. And I'll really never forget, you know, the next couple of weeks, you could still smell and taste soot in the air of New York City. And about 10 days after 9/11, I was playing basketball. It was the first day. I thought, I have to get out. I have to, you know, life was trying to come back at some level. We needed some level of normalcy. And I thought, I got to get out. I can't just watch the news every second of the day. And I went out to play basketball right at the court, right by Gracie Mansion over there. And we were playing, and you could still taste that soot in the air and everything. And two guys got into a fight on the court, and they were about to hit each other. They were about to punch each other. You know, some pushing began. And then they both began to cry at the exact same time. It was one of the most powerful moments I can possibly ever, you know, ever have been through. And, you know, the country was united at that time. And hopefully it doesn't take another 9/11 to get us to that feeling.
Yeah, amen to that. Dave Rubin, we appreciate your time. We want to encourage people to check out rubinreport.locals.com and at Rubin Report on Twitter. Grateful to have you here on this day and to hear your story about California. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Andy. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you. Dave Rubin there. Go follow him. Check out Locals, because that's the Dave Rubin experiment there, and I think he's doing a great job with it. You know, listening to people's different stories, that story there about those individuals about to be in an altercation and crying. I mean, isn't that kind of the way things are to some extent right now, with the intense nature of coming out of a pandemic? God willing, we're coming out of this pandemic. Tensions are super high. Emotions are super high. And learning to be in touch with whatever emotion you're feeling at any given time and acting on it appropriately is always a challenge. Certainly was back then. If you missed the beginning of that Dave Rubin interview, a reminder that if you subscribe to our podcast, you can hear that. You'll also be able to go, if you are listening on the Odyssey app, make sure you give that 1 o'clock interview we did with Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL team member who shot Osama bin Laden, tell his story about where he was on September 11th and the story that follows from there. And at 12:25, we had Eric Schmidt on to react to the legality of President Biden's mandates from yesterday. It's been a packed show. And if you missed any of it, you want to subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast or just rewind the show on the Odyssey app. Rob Kramer and the Digital Get Down returns to the Annie Fry Show in just a few minutes. Ryan Wiggins will be back in studio, and we're going to send you into your Friday afternoon with a smile on your face. Stick around. We'll be back in just a minute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for spending some of your Friday afternoon. It has been a great week to be back. I'm so glad that I get to be back in studio with friends here at the station and broadcasting live, making this thing work as a mom of four. Thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. And before we get into Rob's digital get down, Rob Kramer back in studio with us. I want to ask you, Rob, for your 9/11 reaction. We've all kind of told our stories. And as I welcome you back in here, I want to give you the opportunity to kind of tell us, you know, where were you?
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back. Great to hear you back on the air. Where was I? Yeah, everybody, of course, you know, that lived through it should remember where they were. I was riding on the rideshare van with a couple of families to my middle school, and we had one of those old conversion vans. If you'll remember, between the two front seats was the television unit built in with like the wood paneling and whatnot. And I don't know, it was probably a 7-inch, you know, TV that was there. Technology back then was great, right? And I'll never forget. I forget where we were watching, you know, ABC, CBS or something like that. And then it, you know, it was probably 7:45 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, Central Time, and cut to all of that. And, you know, it was obviously shocking, didn't understand it exactly what was happening. At that time, it was still questioning whether it was an accident or what was going on. And I remember by the time we got into the out of the car and into the classroom, the teacher in our classroom already had it on the television, and as did every other room in the entire school. And we sat there literally all day and watched it.
Just watched?
All day. I was at a private parochial school at the time with a small class, so it was different than probably a lot of people's experiences in school. So it wasn't that weird. We had one teacher for all of our classes as opposed to bouncing from room to room. And yeah, we sat there and watched it all day and kind of had conversation about, you know, what was unfolding. And I think that was the first time I kind of remember seeing an adult not knowing what was going on, not being in power, you know what I mean?
And it's disconcerting for a kid. Like, you can look at the adults around you, and if they're like, if it's like, this is bad, but mom and dad have it, or teacher has it, then you just, you kind of feed off of that and you go about your business. I absolutely know what you're talking about. Well, did you, Rob, I don't know if you heard earlier, at 1 o'clock, we interviewed Robert O'Neill, who is the Navy SEAL that shot Osama bin Laden. He told his story and reflected on his experience of September 11th. And I would encourage people to check out the Rewind that you can look at on the Odyssey app. If you missed it, go back to 1 o'clock and you'll hear it, or just subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast. You'll check it there. But one thing he said when he started is he heard the intro to the show, and he said he heard the Anchorman reference, and he said he had me laughing. And then we played some sound from that day from the cockpit, and he said, then you made me feel those emotions again. But he said it's very important to still have a sense of humor and to go on and to laugh. And that's why we have you here, Rob.
Yes,
I just want you to understand that we've got a little bit of digital get down back on the Annie Fry Show.
Digital get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get the fight too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
What a time to be alive, Rob. There's, you've got like the easiest segment and the hardest segment, because there are so many things out there to pick from that are just mind-blowingly crazy and weird.
Right, and I didn't expect you to throw that. Well, I kind of expected you to throw that question to me about 9/11. I didn't expect myself to get choked up there like I did. I contained myself pretty well, but yeah, it's I've seen my father cry twice. 9/11 and the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a emotional, but we can turn it around and get a little bit more happy for a Friday and get everybody a little bit more bumping around. However, before we do that, I do want to mention something that I was going to bring up today that's about the 9/11 stuff. And I was a little disappointed to find out that he's not doing it this year for the first time in a number of years, but Ari Fleischer, I believe I'm pronouncing his name right, he was the White House press secretary during 9/11, and I don't think it's been every year since, but for the past number of years, he will actually live tweet the day of 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
All the events of everything that was happening, which is really interesting. I'm sure if you've seen a number of documentaries or stories, you know, we've heard all the inside stories now and everything that was happening. But it's interesting to get it from his perspective, because he was with President Bush down in Florida and was with him all day. So they're sharing insights of what was going on, the planning that was happening. I mean, we were, you know, moments away from sending an offensive attack to multiple locations the day of. They didn't think they were going to be able to take off on Air Force One because there were reports of snipers along the runways and whatnot. And so hearing that insight's really interesting. So unfortunately, as I was doing some show prep, I went and checked out Ari's Twitter profile, and he said that he will not be doing it this year for the first time in a long time. However, if you're interested, you can still go online and look up. People have archived his tweets in chronological order from that day. And it's just, it's really interesting, you know, to see different people's perspective. And here's a person whose job is to be a secretary of what's going on, and the detailed notes that he was able to take. And that's so impressive thinking about that. One of the worst, you know, disasters that's ever happened in our country's history. And this person, you know, is taking detailed notes and has the, you know, the wherewithal and to take all of that down. I just think it's remarkable. And, you know, history is really important, you know, so we talk about
and
it.
Remember, and remember, so that we know not to put ourselves in a position to go back there again, right?
Yeah, and we can say that to some of our politicians these days. If they would have just read a history book, I think we wouldn't be in some of the situations that we're in today. But
yeah, for
that's,
sure.
I don't get paid enough money to talk about that. So let's talk about some things that are more fun. Annie, I thought about you today.
Oh.
Because.
In a bad way?
Oh.
You don't know what's coming
I
next,
like it
so.
When people think of me.
Careful,
I just
sister.
Don't even want to know what it was. Just live in my own reality here.
The ride lines and the times are significantly down at Disneyland, Disney World.
I already knew that.
And of course you did. All right. Well, thanks you for the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for being here. This is the digital get down, you know.
No, go ahead and finish. Here's the great story.
Drink your wine.
Wow, Ryan.
I missed the snarkiness from Wiggins over here as well.
You're in the right place.
So it sounds great, right? Everybody, well, and everybody knows, if you've been to Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios, the lines are ridiculously long. And this is where Annie goes, I know, Rob.
I know, Rob. There you go. How's that?
Typical Annie.
So,
hey, Ryan, will you just answer for me since you
yeah.
can?
I know, Rob. That wasn't even, I don't know what that was.
Well,
it's sort
was
of a monster.
That was, in Disney fashion, Eeyore.
It was
so
pretty close.
I know, Rob. Thank you.
Does it say why? Do they have, are they pontificating as to why that is?
Yes. And so I think the first thought that most people would have is like, oh, it's COVID. There's less people that are going there, right? So less people, less lines.
No.
Wrong. That's wrong.
Wow.
The reason is, and Annie, you can attest to this, they are making everybody that goes to Disneyland these days register upon going in. So, like, you can buy tickets and whatnot, but before, it used to be, if you have a ticket, you could just show up, right? And you go in, you can pay at the gate. Now, everybody that goes to the park has to pre-register and say when you're going to the park.
Which park you're going to go to on a specific day. Yeah,
exactly.
You have to have a specific park reservation.
So now they have all these numbers, and they can manipulate the park attendance based on those registrations. And so if a park is getting too busy for, you know, whoever makes that judgment call, they can literally deny you coming in, even if you have a reservation for that day, because they deem that the park is too busy right now. And whether they're doing that under the guise of, you know, 6 feet of separation and COVID protections, or just because they don't have enough staff to be able to handle that, I'm sure it's the latter more than the former. But I think that's so interesting. And, you know, we talk about, and we've talked about on the show and the segment, using technology to dictate behavior of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect example of it right there. And, you know, it may be less nefarious than other ways of controlling behavior with technology, but doesn't that kind of sound like somebody crapping in your Wheaties a little bit is your register. You have to register to go to Disneyland and Disney World and say
can
when
I
you're
tell
gonna
you
be
my
there.
Favorite part about this, the it's so exciting that the digital get down with Rob Kramer is back. But I know that Brad has spent many Fridays watching the digital get down because he helped moderate our YouTube channel where we're live streaming right now. But I'm watching Brad watch this happen in real time, and that in and of itself is just very special to me.
That's awesome.
But if you look at what Disney is doing right now with those parks, COVID, and I think this is the case for businesses everywhere. COVID has handed businesses, governments, all sorts of entities, this gigantic once in a lifetime opportunity. I mean, I'm hoping it's once in a lifetime. God forbid we ever go through this again. To put everything on the table, you know, dump off anything that you don't like that you're doing or don't want to do anymore, or maybe something you were doing, but you could do something that was more profitable for the company that wouldn't necessarily increase the customer experience. But you can do it because of COVID. Right. It's really allowed businesses to recalibrate their entire system. And, you know, of course, Disney World being a place where people are going to flock to and stand, you just stand in line next to people. I mean, basically you're going to Disney World to be next to other humans, which is the opposite of what we've been doing for a while. They are implementing technology in so many different ways right now to manipulate the way people move around. It is a pretty intense thing to undertake. And is it going to make the customer experience better or not? I have no idea, but they have a product that people pay a lot of money for, and they're just pushing. I think they're pushing the envelope to see how far that they can go right now with that technological advancement. It's going to cost people more money. It's going to change your experience. If it isn't good, people will stop paying for it.
Average ride times are down 22 minutes.
Let's go!
Across the board. Let's go is right. So if you're a person that's, you know, adverse to standing in lines for a long period of time, this might be your opportunity. You know, go down to Florida, get there. Ryan raised his hand as he's one of those persons. And I wanted to tell Ryan, because I know his favorite ride, there is one singular ride at Disney World right now that has had a longer wait time over the past couple of months. And I'll let you guess which one. It's Ryan's favorite ride. It was featured in a recent movie about a ride that is out right now.
It's got to be Jungle Cruise, right?
You got it, my man. Ding, 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 ding. I'm glad you know your own favorite ride.
So. I didn't know.
That's not...
Impressive, Ryan.
I did ride that ride when I went. Not impressed. Really.
Wait a
boring.
Second. I was just about to say that the Jungle Cruise is like the same thing as having Ryan Wiggins on your radio show.
Well,
it's just a bunch of puns and goofy jokes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just a bunch of junk from the 50s with no context and no real entertainment value. Right?
That's sounds what it like is. Wiggins World.
Yeah, right?
So. That's not at all what I just said. But that's your version of it.
That's how you interpreted it, Ryan. That's it's not what she said at all. It.
Yeah, I was really amazed. I mean, some of them are cool because they don't change them. But that
I said
one...
puns and goofy jokes. That's what I said. Just let the record show here that my
fine.
Explanation.
Yeah, yours was better than mine.
Didn't use the word junk.
Junk with no context and no real substance.
Is there that weird music you play whenever you we do your
that might
too?
That might be it. That okay. might be it. But that
yeah,
that's
like
not
jungle
my,
music.
There's though. One ride just to get this
Caribbean,
out of my system.
Tropical.
Exactly.
One of the reasons that I have to now go back to Disney World, because we did it last year and we did it deliberately because of what you just said. We thought the lines would be lower and they were. And so we succeeded, but we didn't get to ride the one ride that I really wanted to ride. And I did it for my kids because somebody gave us tickets to the Rise of the Resistance. And we used their wristbands illegally. And we got in because we couldn't register on our own because we're too stupid. And so we got into that ride, but I missed riding Twilight Zone. And that's my show. That
Tower
is my show,
Tower
yeah. And I just want to see all the tchotchke mm-hmm. stuff that goes along with it. I want to experience it before they take it away and make it Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that actually happening?
They did it in Disneyland, but not in Disney World. So I anticipate
no.
that that's what they're going to do.
No.
Rob, you have more, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we stick around and can we
yes,
finish the digital get down after this break?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Stick around. Join us on the Facebook Live and the Annie Fry YouTube channel and download that Odyssey app so you can get all of the podcasts. We had some amazing guests on today. And more with Rob Kramer, our friend, when we come back. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday to you. Tomorrow, we remember the 20th anniversary, September 11th, and we've done a lot of that stuff today here on the show. If you've missed any of the show, I think it's a good one to go back and listen to the podcast. If you've never listened to the Annie Fry Show podcast before, you can just Google Annie Fry Show podcast, or the best thing you can do is download that Odyssey app and access all of our podcasts right there, and you can listen live to the station. You can even rewind the station 24 hours back and listen to anything you missed, including 1225 when we talked to the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Eric Schmidt. We talked to Robert O'Neill, Navy SEAL team member who shot Osama bin Laden at 1 o'clock, and we also talked to Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report about the California recall at 2 o'clock, and now we are talking to our dear friend Rob Kramer. Hi, Rob. Thanks for being here.
Hi. We always appreciate it.
So we're doing the digital get down, and you're looking at these stories, stuff that people probably have seen something of or may be interested in that gives us an opportunity to step away from time to time with the news and the politics. So what else you got for us?
Right. Well, first of all, big shout out to Minnesota Vikings. Distraction, you know, from the everyday is the NFL and football for me. So
yeah,
the Vikings, big shout out there.
If anybody couldn't tell, Rob's from Minnesota.
Yeah, so I don't hear
I don't
hear it as much, but I was back home.
What's
up
the there's a word you a food that you ate it started with an L, or
oh
maybe.
Yeah, lutefisk.
Lutefisk,
yeah, of course, you know, everybody knows lutefisk.
I think they say lutefisk in movie Frozen.
I think you are right. Yeah,
is that right?
Olaf, right?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it is a it is a traditionally served cold white fish that is cured for 30 days in lye.
Nasty.
Which, you know, Don't you guys all cure your food in lye? Is that not
Ryan? Would you eat
here?
That?
I'd try it. Is it raw? Like, do you cook it?
The lye cooks it.
Ew.
30 days of being in the chemical. Ew. You know, first of all, this is terrible. All right, I'm canceling all of you people because this is something that I hold dear and near to my heart. Okay.
You know what I would do for you? I would let you eat mine.
That is
it's
so nice
yours.
Of you.
Yeah.
Bring it in next Friday.
You can have mine.
Yes, it goes well with borscht, the traditionally served cold Russian beet soup, which is not native to Minnesota, but I just like saying borscht.
Borscht.
But now that we're on the way that you talk and whatnot, or the way that I talk, because I'm the different
Yeah, we're
one.
Talking about
I
you.
I am strange. Let's play a quick game, because I mm-hmm. love to do this real quickly. There was a New York Times writer, traveled the country for a year, I think back in 2016, and asked people how they pronounce different words, how they say different phrases and whatnot.
Okay.
And there are some unique ways of speech here in St. Louis that is unique to St. Louis that you don't find anywhere else in the country. So, for those listening through the Odyssey app or via your terrestrial radio, you can play along at home as well.
These are things that St. Louisans say.
These are things unique to St. Louisans, exactly. So
we might know we're weird. We might not know that.
You
but
might,
this is.
Yeah, you guys are a little weird.
Yeah, in Minnesota, they say terrestrial radio, apparently.
Yeah.
We don't say that here. We just call it the radio. Rob.
They cook their food with lye.
Yeah, we cook our food with lye. You got that, Brad. Okay, so I'm going to spell the word for this exercise, and I want you guys to pronounce it for me. And I'll give you an example. I'll use it in a sentence. The police apprehended the suspect. C-A-U-G-H-T.
Me first?
Yeah. Caught.
Caught.
Ryan?
Caught.
Annie?
Caught.
Okay.
Like C-A-W-T. Caught.
The soldier slept on the C-O-T. Brad?
Caught.
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 Annie? Caught. Caught.
You
it's different.
You people.
You people.
Are the
every great radio segment starts with you people.
You people are the only people in the country that pronounce those two words differently.
No way. No. Why is everybody else wrong?
The right way of saying it would be caught and caught. That's they're pronounced the same. But St. Louisans differentiate caught.
You sleep on a cot.
Versus the police.
I caught the ball.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Wow.
The police.
How would writer have stumbled upon that fact?
There's so many cool little things. Like, do you say mowing the lawn versus cutting the grass? Do you call it pop versus soda? Is it a water fountain or a drinking fountain?
Both. Water fountain.
Brad, your first assignment as executive producer is to come up with a segment that is called You People. And you just need to make that happen, and we'll just do what you say there, and then maybe Rob will host it.
What do you mean, you people?
No, that's up to you. That's right. Where you come in.
There's one more then for St. Louisans.
Yeah, what else you got?
What would you guys call a road that runs parallel to what I would call a freeway? You guys would call a highway. Would like
frontage?
Frontage.
Yep,
frontage.
That's a frontage road, Rob.
It's a frontage road.
Wow, you guys all broke the thing because St. Louisans typically call them an outer road. And that's why they're called outer road.
Wait, but we're all Illinoisans.
Yeah,
it's different. Well, it's different.
It's the Illinois
the
dialect of the St. Louis vernacular.
This is the big argument. It's a regional thing, right? I'm sorry. The dialect does not change once you get over the river that much. But
no, it does. There are things, Rob, that change over the river, even in this area.
We needed a big Obama sounder right there. With all due respect. with all due respect.
Rob, Christopher on Facebook says Brad's last assignment as executive producer would be making this segment. Go ahead, Ryan.
That's amazing.
No, I mean, like, for instance, telling jokes at Halloween. We don't do that in Illinois.
They do
that in only in St. Louis, Missouri. And another thing, like peanut butter sandwiches with chili. Totally an Illinois thing, not a St. Louis,
that
Missouri
thing.
That is
not end of the Illinois thing. No. You said that, and I actually was like recoiling at the idea of
I don't think it's that bad. So
peanut butter and chili.
Let's dive into this a little bit more deeply. Are you dipping the peanut butter sandwich into the chili?
Yes, you are.
No.
That doesn't sound bad to me. I'm a big believer in the sweet savory combo. I love a burger with a little bit of peanut butter on the bun with your cheeseburger. Oh, my. Oh. Don't knock until you tried it, girl, okay? Don't knock
Trisha,
until
you need
it.
To create a segment called Girl.
Girl.
Girl, don't knock until you try it.
Do you, Brad, Trisha, peanut butter and chili?
No.
No, that's weird.
You guys, come. You know I'm right. I'm always right, no matter what I say.
It's like my grandpa used to say at the meal when my sister...
And that's Brian's segment, also called Wiggins America.
It's Wiggins America.
Wiggins America, I'm right, no matter what I say.
My sister used to complain about her food touching, and I'm sure, you know, those of you with kids have had that at some point in time, of my food can't touch on the plate, and my grandpa, typically drunk, would always say, well, it all ends up coming out the same shape and color at the end, Rebecca.
Oh, lovely. That's your grandpa saying that? That is a grandpa thing to say, that is for sure.
For sure.
There's another segment. Typically drunk, my grandfather would say.
Make a podcast out of that, I think. Netflix. One feature that Netflix has come up with over the pandemic is what's trending on Netflix. Twitter, social media has had this forever. But you can kind of see what the most popular shows in the country are at any given day based on usage statistics. And I wanted to share a couple with you guys.
Sure.
For the parents out there, there's a couple of new, very popular shows on Netflix that you can watch. Coco Melon is one. It's definitely for younger children. It helps with like your ABCs, your 1-2-3s, reading skills, language skills, etc. I haven't seen this myself, but I think those of you with like toddlers and maybe going up to the age of 10 children might like this one. It's called Shark Dog. And I'm a Disney Nickelodeon baby, so Cat Dog is kind of what jumped up into my eyes right there.
Trisha knows?
I do.
I love
it. Really
get down, get down.
It used to gross my mom out so bad. She's like, where do they go to the bathroom?
That's a good question.
That
what
is
a
good conversation
to be involved in when I have no idea what you're talking
about. Let's get Trisha's mom on the phone
now,
right
now.
Now
I need to get Peggy. I need to know what cat dog is. And you said this is shark dog, and shark dog is a play on cat dog?
It's not necessarily as much of a play as it's a morphed. It's a, I don't know what the word would be for it. It's a science project gone wrong, evolution, if you believe in that kind of thing. But the synopsis is 10-year-old Max and his best friend, Shark Dog. I like that it's a half dog, half shark, but it's just called Shark Dog. That's its name. Shark Dog. Half dog, half shark, all appetite. Blissfully unaware of his own strength, stealth, and general sharkiness, Shark Dog often leaves a trail of chaos in his wake. Rated PG-13.
I'm much more interested in the origin story than the show itself.
I'm sure once it gains popularity, a couple of seasons, they'll come up with the
origin story. Thank you.
Jim Ellis on the Annie Fry YouTube channel says peanut butter and chili, the right way to eat it. And Christopher said about this specifically, I've never been more personally attached to a segment. So I think you're hitting all of the right notes for Christopher on Facebook.
One last thing. I haven't had a chance to see it. Have any of you guys with Netflix, have you seen Turning Point yet, which is the 9/11 documentary that just came out a couple of weeks ago? I think what's really interesting about it is if you look at all of the interviews that they did in leading up to this, it was a years long project, but they interview soldiers, government officials, but even Taliban commanders and prisoners and people that have, you know, kind of been reformed, I guess, away from the Taliban, Afghan citizens and whatnot. And it's a very, apparently, a very well-rounded kind of 360-degree view at all sorts of different wakes of life of people, not only here in the United States, but, you know, abroad as well as in Afghanistan specifically, that how they remember and how they were affected by 9/11. I've heard a lot of really good things about that. And
Turning Point.
9/11 and the War on Terror is number two trending in the U.S. of A. As of today.
Todd on Facebook says, "What about a peanut butter and butter sandwich?
Why would you do that?
Oh, that's delicious. Absolutely.
Have you done that, Rob?
Oh yeah. Oh
Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma used to make it for me.
What does the butter do?
It makes everything better.
Yeah.
I do butter on my waffles. I could see it adding to a sandwich
for sure.
Like that.
Yeah, it's super nummy.
I can't butter, and I've never done that before.
Not a lot, just a little bit.
A lot of really good
like
feedback, though.
Yeah. I'm with you, Brad, there.
It's
not a lot, baby girl,
thing.
Just a little bit.
Elaine on Facebook says, peanut butter sandwich is mandatory for chili. So there you go. Thank you, Elaine. I was right again.
Here's your mandatory follow.
Elaine Wiggins? Okay.
So one thing that I'm going to start doing on this segment from now on is giving you guys a show, a social media profile that you need to follow, must follow.
Okay.
Rob's recommendation.
Real quick.
And this one, yep, real quick. You've heard of Zillow Gone Wild. They highlight all these huge, amazing houses. The contrary profile is Zillow Gone Mild. Some of the worst listings on Zillow and other housing sites. It's very funny. Go check it out.
Fantastic Rob Kramer recommendation there. I will be taking it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today, for remembering 9/11 with us. Take the time tomorrow. I know you will. And be sure to download that Annie Fry Show podcast. We missed a lot if you didn't hear it all. The Mark Reardon Show up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.